Okay, good morning. We are doing Birchas Hoda'ot. Reish Lamed Aleph. Okay, Shekol Kavanotav Yulashem Shemayim. She responded Lili Refuah Shlema for Ben Sion Ben Shendo. Okay. Si'if Aleph. Im I Efshar Lo Lilmod. Belo Shnat Tzarayim. Yishan. If you have no choice, you need to take a nap in order to learn. So it's okay to take a rest, to take a nap in the afternoon. But they say it's better, obviously, ideally not to. But if you need it, then go for it. Haga, u'kashene'or mishnato, ein tzarich levarech elokai neshama. And when you wake up in the afternoon, you don't say elokai neshama. It's the bracha is only metakin for one time a day. Okay, v'yesh omrim sheyikra kodem sheyishan v'hinoam. Some have a custom to say that pasuk before they go to sleep. U'bilvat shelo yarich ba, but don't sleep too long. She'asur lishan bayom yoter mishenat hasus shehu shitin nishme. Lechatchila, one should not sleep more than 60 breaths of a horse. And they say it's approximately a little bit more than 30 minutes. So ideally, not to take a nap longer than that. Ve'af b'zeh ha'ma'at lo te kavanato lehanat gufo, ela hazi gufo le'avodat Hashem yitbarach. And even if you're taking a nap, you shouldn't be doing it in order to enjoy the nap, but it should be in order to strengthen yourself so that you can learn later when you get up. Now this is a klal for everything in life. Whatever we do, we should not, our kavana should not be to get benefit in this world for ourselves, just to enjoy ourselves. Everything we do should be for the purpose of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With all your ways, everything that you do, v'amru chachamim, kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. Everything you do should be l'shem shamayim. Shafil dvarim shel reshut, even things that are mutar, optional. Kagon, or things that are you need them to survive, but they're not a mitzvah. Kagon, achila, eating, v'ashtiyah, drinking, v'halicha, walking, v'yeshiva, sitting, v'akima, getting up, v'tashmish, and being with one's wife, v'hasicha, and speaking, v'chol tzorchei gufcha, and everything that your body needs. Yu kulam avodat baracha. It should be to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ola devara gorem avodato. Or to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shafilo yad samei viraev. And even if you are thirsty and hungry. Imachal v'shatel enato eno meshubach. If you are hungry and thirsty and you need to drink and you're doing it just for yourself to enjoy it because it feels good, that's not ideal. That's not great. It's not praiseworthy. Ela yitkaven sheyochal v'yishteh kafi chiyuto. Even though you're thirsty, the kavana should be you're doing this so that you can serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu. You need this to live. La'avodat et boro. Hillel was quoted in Chazal. When he would say he was going to take a bath or a shower, he said, I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm running to do a mitzvah because he had the kavana to clean his body, which was a kli for the neshama from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So everything that we do, even though there may be two motives behind it, we should focus on the motive that we're doing it for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even when you go to a wonderful shir and you're hearing the best shir from your favorite rabbi, if you're doing it just to enjoy yourself or just to be with the chevra, that's not ideal. It should be l'shem shamayim. Again, it's okay to have both motives, but the number one should really just focus on l'shem shamayim. V'chen b'shchiva, also when you're lying down, ein tzarich lomar shebizman sheyachol la'asok b'torah v'mitzvot lo yitgareh b'sheina l'aneg atzmo. When you're taking a nap or you need to sleep, and you need to do that again, it's and you could have been learning. The kavana should not be l'aneg atzmo. Ela afilu bizman shehu yageya v'tzarich lishan. Still, you have to take a nap. That's fine, but that should not be the main kavana when you lie down. But you're doing it to keep your body healthy. So that you can concentrate when you learn. Afilu ba'ona amura b'torah, even with, when one is with his wife, and it's the proper time that one is supposed to do it. If you're just doing it for yourself only, that's meguneh. V'afilu im nitkaven kedei shiyu lo banim, shishamshu otov, yamalu mekomot eno meshubach. Even just to have children, it's not ideal. It's not praiseworthy. Ela yitkaven shiyu lo banim la'avodat baro. It's to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu and to have sons to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Or she'd kaven mekayem mitzvat ona. Or the purpose is to be mekayem mitzvat ona for your wife's sake. Ki adam ha'pareya chovo. As if you have to pay an obligation. V'chen basicha, same thing with speaking. Afilu la'saper b'divrei chochma. Even when you have an intelligent conversation. Tzarich she'tiyeh kavanato la'avodat ha'borei ola davar ha'mevi la'avarato. It has to be, you should have kavana, you're doing it to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu, to serve a Kaddish God. Klalo shel davar. Hayav Adam lasum einav libo al derachav lishkol kol maasav bebozne sichlo. A person should really think about everything he does. Ukishero davar sheavili de avrat barait barach yaseo. And anything that you do that brings you closer to Kaddish Baruch Hu, go for it. V'imlav lo yaseo. And if not, you should refrain. Umishinohed ken, one who behaves kach over et baro tamid. This is one who's called one who always serves a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Mishnah Berurah points out, and even when you're eating and drinking, some say you should actually verbalize that you're doing it for the sake of being healthy to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Even when doing business, he points out, when a person is doing business, you should have a mind you're doing it also in order to do L'Shem Shemayim. Right? You can do it L'Shem HaMitzvah. You can have Kavanah, because you have to be Mefarnes, yourself, your family, your kids, your wife. You could be having in mind that you're going to be doing it in order to give tzedakah and to do chesed with the money. Or you could be growing your business in order to give more jobs for other people. So again, one should always try and channel his dat, ideally, in any way possible, to put everything that we do, every step that we take, and every baksha that we have, should be towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Resh Lamed Bet. That was a big musar, but really, every moment of our lives. Okay. Resh, it actually reminds us of the first, it's like a little chazara of the first siman of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Resh Lamed Bet. Now we're doing Mincha. Okay. Si'if Aleph. Im Hasha'a Dechuka. Yitpalu Balachash. You don't have a lot of time to daven. Again, we're about to discuss when's the latest time to daven. But let's say the latest time to daven is, in general, it's going to either be plag a mincha, if that's your custom. I'm assuming for most of us it's shkia, when the sun sets. So if the time's about to run out, what should you do? Daven quickly balachash. In other words, there's no time to daven a full chazar at a shatz. Now, for some people, we might be makel until tzeis, so we're going to get into that a little bit. So anyways, whatever your cutoff time is, if you don't have a lot of time, what do? The Shulchan Aruch writes, everyone davens by themselves, tefillah b'lachash, and then the shaliach tzibur gets up, and again, this is not what's normally done, it's not the custom. V'achar kach yomar shaliach tzibur magen u'machaye v'ya'ane kedusha u'mesaya makel kadosh. The Shulchan Tzibur gets up and says three brachot with Kedusha. And that's it. And then he finishes, he walks away, and it's all over. You don't say the entire Shemona Esrei, you just say the first three brachot. We saw something similar concept in the morning as well. But again, this is not the custom. Im ein shehut bayom ligmor Shemona Esrei brachot. We're assuming that there's no time to finish the 18/19 brachot. Haga. V'yesh omrim. So the Rama says what the actual custom is. When there is no time to do Chazar at Ashatz, we do what we call Heichi Kedusha. We do one Shemona Esrei. And the Chazan says, that the Shliach Tzibur says the entire Shemona Esrei. He says the first three brachot out loud with Kedusha. Everybody answers Kedusha. And then he finishes, he continues with a tachonein on his own quietly. And then two minhagim. Either, so some would say the entire Shemona Esrei with the Chazan word for word, including the first three brachot, and then after Kedusha finish on their own. And some have the custom they would just be quiet and listen for the first three brachot, do Kedusha with the Chazan, and then everyone finishes on their own. And in such a case, when this is done, so what about what happens if it's a tiny tzibur? So in general, we recommend obviously not getting in a situation, which we always recommend. But if you're going to do a heichi kedusha, what happens? The shaliach tzibur says the first three brachot out loud, and with kedusha, and then he continues atachonin quietly, and then when it gets to the bracha of anenu, he says that bracha out loud, and the tzibur is continuing quietly. They might pause and listen better, but the tzibur is doing their own Shemona Esrei quietly, and he's doing his own at this point his own Shemona Esrei quietly. But he says that bracha out loud. I don't know if the tzibur should answer. Amen. The question. Okay, I don't know. It might be a hefsek, but since you're davening together, and that's the tefillah b'tzibur for now, kind of like we don't say kedusha as a hefsek. I'm not sure. If you're in the same place, if your Shemona Esrei is lined up with his Shemona Esrei, could be you should answer amen. I'm not sure.
And if you're in the same place and it's lined up, you're answering amen to
Yehuda. Well, you're not saying amen. You're not saying that extra bracha that he says for ta'anit tzibur. So, probably not. And just to listen, but I'm not sure.
What needs to be finished before
Shkia? So we're gonna get into that. But here, I'll just say, I might say to end up saying again, but so the question is, what do you have to say if the time is running out and you're about to, whatever your end cutoff time is, again, we're going to get to that soon, whatever your end cutoff time is, so it's a machloket. The Mishnah Berurah is very machmir. You need to really finish the whole thing before Shkia. That's the... I believe most poskim do not agree with the Mishnah Berurah on this one, and certainly many, that's for sure, between Ashkenazim and Sfardim. I know in Yalkut Yosef, he says you have to finish Rov before, his parameter is you have to finish most of Shemona Esrei before the Zman, and some say even if you just start before the Zman, then you can finish afterwards. So, machloket. Okay, bet. Lo yeshev adam listaper samuch lemincha ad shiyitpalel. Now, samuch in general means 30 minutes. So a person should not sit down to get a haircut right before he davens, until you daven mincha. This, we'll see where this starts. So in the afternoon, one should not get a haircut until he davens mincha. Okay, we'll see halacha lemaisa, but that's the Shulchan Aruch. And you do not go into a bathhouse. And you don't go into a tanning, a place where they tan leather. You don't start a beis din, sit down a judgment. And not to start eating a meal. Even a small meal. We're talking about bread. But even a small meal, one's not allowed to start eating. Once, samuch lemincha gedola. Once noon, the middle of the day hits, you're not allowed to until you daven mincha. Right? All of these, we're afraid you're going to start and something's going to happen. You could the scissors could break and you won't be able to get it fixed for hours, and you're just going to be sitting there, and then the zman will finish. It will pass, or you might get at the merchatz, you might pass out and not be able to daven. Or you might see there's a major problem with the tanning and you gotta concentrate, or the leather's gonna get ruined. Or the din is gonna get complicated and you won't be able to stop. So all these are eating, you're gonna end up just, the meal's gonna go on forever and you might get drunk. So all of these things, either you might get drunk or the meal might extend for too long. And so the bottom line is, Chazal was afraid that the Zman of Mincha is gonna pass. And so therefore they said, don't start any of these things until you daven. And so machloket rishonim, we're going to see if it goes by mincha gedola or mincha ketana, and is it a big meal, a small meal. So the Shulchan Aruch goes pretty much to one extreme, and he says, even for a small meal, starting from mincha gedola, which is Mincha Gedola is on a perfect day of Shaot Zmaniyot, from a morning, assuming we go from Neitz until Shkias, that's 6 to 6 on such a day of 12 hours. So then it would be 12:30 would be Mincha Gedola, and Samach when Mincha Gedola would be 12 o'clock. Mincha Katana would be, it's 3:30, 2.5 hours before Shkia. And Plaga Mincha, you cut that last Mincha in half, and that would be 4:45, right? An hour and a quarter before Shkia. Assuming that's how to calculate it, which is a whole nother machloket. Okay, so Filus, so that's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. V'im itchil b'achad mikol elu enu mafsik, alfa pi shitchil b'isur. Now, once you start though, we let you finish. Okay? Even if you start b'isur, you started after 12 o'clock and you weren't supposed to, we let you continue. V'hu shiyei shehud bayom mitpalach har shigmar sirato melachto. And that's, we let you finish eating or doing what you're doing, even if you started b'isur, as long as you know that you're planning to finish on time. You have another couple hours, you have no reason to think it's going to take so long, so then we allow you to finish. But if you realize, oh, you only have a half an hour in your meal, or whatever you're doing is going to take a while, im ein shehut litpara achar kach tzarich lafsik miyad. So then you must stop right away, you don't wait until right before shkia. Umeim etay etchalat tisporet mishiyaniya sudar saparim al birkav. So all of these things have a beginning time. How do you calculate the beginning of for all these items? So according to, so when it comes to getting a haircut, it's once you put the gown on top of you. V'atchalat merchat mishayishot levusho ha'olyon. When you start to get undressed. V'atchalat bursiki, what's going into the tanning is mishayikshor beged bein ktefav kederach habursikim. Again, when you get dressed for it. V'atchalat din, which is so beginning of din is if when they start being each side starts to say his opinion. And if they didn't even, it could even be before that. Once they get dressed for however garb they wear, then that's already considered the time. And for us nowadays, if you know, we're not getting special dress for it, it's as soon as they sit down and they have a mind, now we're starting. V'atchalat achila mishayitol yadav. And the beginning of eating is as soon as you wash your hands. Haga. V'yesh cholkin misvirlu desuda ketana mutar. You're going to see the Ramah brings a couple different opinions from the Rishonim, which go to the other makel extreme. So here he says, the first thing that some argue and say is okay is anytime you're having a small meal, you're allowed to. The whole afternoon, not a problem. Well, it could be, there's two opinions. A small meal starting Mincha Gedola is okay, but not by Mincha Ketana. And there's an opinion that says even after Mincha Ketana is okay. We'll see. Ve'enu asur rak b'seudat nesuin o mila. So basically, the only time you have a problem with eating a meal in the afternoon, according to this opinion, is if it's a big meal, which might really last a long time, and that is such as a wedding, or for a bris milah. Mishnah Berurah adds pidyon haben, but he points out not Shabbos and not Yom Tov. That's not a problem. Okay. V'yesh omrim dafilo suva gadola samach mincha gadola shari, and he says some say even a big seuda, like a wedding, as long as it's done in the early afternoon, it's not a problem. Even if you didn't daven yet, you'll daven later. That's if it's before Mincha Ketana starts. V'yesh omrim, this, right, and it's here also, it's 30 minutes before Mincha Ketana, which would be 3 o'clock on a perfect day. V'yesh omrim, this Surah Ketana, afilo samach l'mincha Ketana shari. And some say, a Surah Ketana is okay all afternoon. V'na'agu l'hakel kishtei asfarot. And the minag is to be mekel l'gamrei on everything. D'hainu. You can even have a Surah Gedola Samuch L'mincha Gedola with a Surah Ketana Samuch L'mincha Ketana. So a big meal is only a problem without davening if it's starting by Mincha Ketana. And if you're having just a small, in other words, a regular meal that we always have, that you can eat any time in the afternoon, even a half an hour before Shkia. Ve'efshar atam mishum de'achshav korin lebeit ha'knesset lo chashinan dilma yifshar v'lo yitpalo. The Rama says the minhag is to be makel. And then he adds, and perhaps the reason for the minhag is because they used to have a shamash run around the city and remind everybody. To mention now, some people, another heter that's given to be makel, nowadays we don't have someone who runs around the city and calls us to daven, but many are makel, as long as you have a set time, that you're not going to forget about it, or if you have an alarm clock, or you have someone who reminds you. But they say really someone who reminds you for any of these things, it has to be that he's not involved in this, he's not in the same boat as you are. Like he already davened, or he's not eating the meal, or whatever it is. But But in general, we're makel anyway, because of that's the minhag. That we go the most makel opinion among the Rishonim. Mihu, v'se'uda gedola. But he says, wait, when it comes to like a wedding, yesh lahachmer afilu samach l'mincha gedola. One really should be machmer, a filo for mincha gedola, even though the minhag is not to necessarily be makpid, he says you should. Vafilo im hitchil kodem lachen. And even if you start beforehand, kishemagia mincha katana, v'esha'al veret, tzarech lakum mitpalel. But once mincha katana comes, you better get up and daven, don't wait for the last minute.
So on Shabbos in the winter, we've got a meeting to tell our wives we have to get up from lunch, go to mincha, not can we?
Can you venture right to get out of your ending your meal early? So, I guess if you're makpid all week long, it makes sense. Okay, let's see. Okay, Gimel. V'had yasru le'achol suda katana, haynu kishekoveil suda. So the only time that when we say it, you're not allowed to have a suda katana, right? Again, we may be makel, but if we want to be machmer and we want to not have a suda katana, so then afilu litom dehainu achilat perot mutar. So you're allowed to have as much fruit as you want, snacks, however, not bread, and some say even mazonos. V'u adin le'achol pat kebeitza. You're allowed to have bread up until about a kebetza, even a drop more, but like basically mamish, a kebetza mamish berach. And that amount, or less, even of bread or cake, is certainly not a problem. Kederach shadam ochel below keva mutar. Because that's considered not keva, and that's for sure not a problem. And you can have as much, shahakos and vepri adama, that's for sure, there's no limit. For drinking, there's no limit unless it's alcoholic. Then there's a limit of either kebetza, revis, or whatever makes a person drunk. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah mentions, again, I'm not sure how, I don't know what others say, but he does mention if you're going to be kovei suda on let's say, noodles. So if you're eating a lot of noodles, that's also a problem, he writes. Okay. But again, it's not solamaisa. Reish Lamed Gimel. We'll start. Reish Lamed Gimel. Okay. Aleph. This is for the Zman of Tfilat Mincha. Aleph. Mi shehit pelot Tfilat Mincha. Le'achar sheisha'ot umechza ulema'ala yatza. As soon as you daven, the earliest time to daven Mincha is 6.5 hours of sha'ot zmaniyot. So on a perfect day of 6 to 6, that would be 12:30. Would be the earliest time to daven. The ikar zmana, but the real proper time to daven, niteisha sha'ot umechza ulamala. It's really only from mincha katana, ad halayla, until the night time. Then we'll discuss what the night time is, beginning of shkia, end of shkia. So that's the best time to daven. Now Rabbi Yehuda, you only have ad plaga mincha. He says you have from only until plaga mincha, right? So you have a much smaller window. Basically, it's an hour and a quarter. Shehu ad sof achat esrei sha'ot chaser revia, which would be 4:45. Okay, haga. Agar writes, "Umesharinan shaot elu lefi inyan ayom," and we count the hours based on every day is different. "Ve'af imayom aroch umesharinan l'shtem esrei shaot." Ve'em nikron shaot zmaniot. Right, we're all familiar with shaot zmaniot. That means depending how long the daytime hours are, whatever those hours are, we divide it by 12. "V'chen kol makom sheshiaru chachamim b'shaot umesharinan l'shaot elu." And any time we ever have any hours, any calculations of hours during the day, it's always sha'ot zmaniot. Now, just where does the hours, the times come from? So the zman of shechita midaraisa starts from 6.5 hours. So that's from 12:30. So for right, the zmanim are based on the karbanos. So the karbanos, when's the earliest time to start doing shechita for the afternoon karbanos starts at 12:30. And normally they started from only 9:30 all year long. They really only started the tamid, which is really what the minchas connected, the tamid at 9.5 hours. That's 3:30 in the afternoon, right? The mincha katana. Why? So that this way there'd be time to for everyone to bring their private karbana beforehand, because the last karban that you bring of the day is the korban shel tamid. So therefore, you want to get in all. You have to have time for all the other daily karbanos to be before. And so Pesach, when it was very busy, so then they would bring the korban tamid starting 12:30. And so I mean, the real zman deraita starts at 12:30, and lamaisa it was only done once a year erev Pesach at 12:30. So that's why they say the ikar time is plaga mincha katana. Now they also point out, some write that based on the Gemara, brachos, kaftet, and the minhag of the Arizal, is the ideal time to daven is really in dum de meyachama, when the sun is going down. So it's close to shkia, before shkia obviously, but close to shkia, that's the ideal time to daven. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.